Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The open source and Linux communities have been buzzing recently with developments on several fronts, from long-running legacy projects to bold steps toward the future. Kicking things off, let's look at Fedora 45, one of the most anticipated upcoming releases in the Linux world, scheduled to land in October. Fedora's proposal for version 45 centers on supporting x86-64 v3 architecture packages as a complement to x86-64 v1, introducing optimizations tailored to modern Intel and AMD processors. This means that with version 3, users on newer hardware stand to benefit from enhanced performance via cutting-edge instruction sets like AVX and FMA, all while legacy hardware remains fully supported with existing architectures. Of course, a change like this isn't without its challenges. Introducing parallel package streams will increase demand on Fedora's mirrors and could push up storage needs for maintainers and volunteers. Community discussions are still underway about the storage implications and how to ensure continuity for users on both newer and older hardware. That's emblematic of open source collaboration in action, aiming for the best performance and broad compatibility together. If you're into privacy or sensitive data protection on Linux, this next topic could be a game changer for you. Hideout, a new user-friendly open source application, is making file encryption on Linux approachable even for beginners, a major step forward in everyday information security. Whereas previous solutions often relied on command line expertise, Hideout's drag and drop interface allows users to encrypt files simply by setting a password, no terminal fluency required. However, it's important to note that Hideout does not offer password verification, so users must carefully remember their credentials or risk data loss. Still, Hideout responds to a real need in the community for accessible privacy tools, especially as growing concerns about digital rights and security emerge worldwide. In related news, a recent audit found that giants like Google, Microsoft, and Meta are falling far short when it comes to respecting users' opt-out requests from internet tracking. This audit exposed significant lapses in compliance, raising questions not just about technical execution, but also about the spirit of privacy as a right. As debates about privacy and surveillance continue to heat up, open source tools like Hideout are more important than ever for giving users tangible control over their personal data and digital lives. On the topic of securing legacy systems, community collaboration has once again proven its value, as a long-standing bug has been resolved in the Enlightenment E16 window manager, first released way back in 1997. The Enlightenment Project's E16 has been a feature of light and flexible desktops for more than two decades, and this fix underlines the importance of continued maintenance for older, still-valued software. It also highlights how older codebases, with the right attention, can stay relevant and secure far beyond their originally expected lifespans. Speaking of leadership and stewardship, the open source initiative, known as OSI, has a new executive director, Dwayne O'Brien, who will officially take the helm in April 2026. O'Brien has been in open source leadership for over 25 years and brings deep experience in fostering sustainable development and advocating for the social and economic value of open source. Under his leadership, we can expect an increased focus on educating diverse stakeholders about licensing, ethics, and the foundational principles that make open source such a powerful movement. OSI's stewardship is particularly relevant now, given how embedded open source software is in education, research, infrastructure, and innovation worldwide. Another area seeing major activity is process scheduling in Linux, where a new alpha called ShedQOS, developed by Qais Youssef, is generating some serious buzz. Inspired by Apple's quality of service classes, ShedQOS introduces a user space assisted scheduling framework that takes application priorities into account when making scheduling decisions. This innovation promises more responsive and predictable system behavior for end users, though early testers note that further work is needed, particularly to address observed latency issues. As desktop and server workloads continue to diversify, tools for smart scheduling like this will only grow in relevance. At the heart of the Linux world sits the kernel itself, and version 7.1 arrived recently packed with important upgrades and features. Linux 7.1 introduces the Clone 3 system call, which allows for seamless automatic reaping of child processes, a significant boost for system reliability and performance, especially for applications that rely on child processes intensively. The EDAC subsystem now includes support for AMD Zen 3 Rembrandt hardware, helping to catch and mitigate memory errors before they cause trouble. There's also been a set of enhancements to XFAT file system support, specifically intended to improve fragmentation, which should mean quicker file access and less storage waste on external drives. Another milestone is Linus Torvalds' decision to remove official support for Intel's venerable 486 series CPUs from future kernels, signaling that Linux is finally dropping some historic baggage. While support will be maintained for 32-bit systems in Linux 6.18 LTS, this move marks a clear push toward modern platforms and will help streamline kernel development moving forward. Not all changes in the kernel are smooth sailing, though, as this cycle has also featured pointed debates over performance in high core count systems. Linus Torvalds made headlines when he rejected two significant pull requests, each aiming to patch up performance regressions. One was dismissed outright as a hack due to its complexity and design flaws. Torvalds' position is clear. Kernel configuration should be as straightforward and error-free as possible, so users and developers alike aren't hindered by convoluted workarounds. These behind-the-scenes debates ensure Linux continues to evolve without sacrificing stability or clarity, even as its user base and hardware spectrum grow. On a wider scale, the issue of internet shutdowns has taken on new urgency, with a staggering 304 cases recorded so far in 2024 alone. These shutdowns have a devastating impact, not only on access to information, but also on global civil rights, activism, and the ability to stay connected in times of crisis. In response, global advocacy campaigns like #KeepItOn have emerged, rallying to preserve digital freedoms and resist unjust restrictions. Open source tools, decentralized technologies, and resilient communication platforms are at the forefront of this digital rights battle, offering hope for those affected by state-imposed blackouts or censorship. Meanwhile, the commercial tech sector is seeing seismic shifts as well, with Amazon recently announcing its massive $10.8 billion acquisition of Globalstar. This deal isn't just about expanding Amazon's satellite internet network, it also positions the company to go head-to-head with SpaceX's Starlink in global internet coverage. A big highlight of the agreement is a partnership with Apple, where Globalstar will provide satellite connectivity to Apple devices beginning in 2028. By coupling satellite capability with everyday devices, Amazon and Apple are aiming to provide robust connectivity, even in remote or underserved regions, which could have major implications for access and digital equality worldwide. It's an ambitious move, and the competitive landscape between Amazon, SpaceX, and other players in the satellite internet space is sure to get more intense in coming years. It will be fascinating to watch how open source solutions and standards develop in this domain. Shifting back to the intersection of technology and governance, California is currently considering legislation that would significantly affect 3D printing users and manufacturers. A proposed state bill would require 3D printer companies to implement state-certified software designed to actively block the download or creation of files related to gun parts. While the intention is to reduce risks associated with unregulated firearms, critics have pointed to serious flaws in the bill's wording and its wider implications. There's concern that technical enforcement mechanisms would not only be ineffective due to the vast range of printable objects, but could also introduce new opportunities for consumer surveillance and software overreach. Critics argue this approach risks undermining legitimate uses of 3D printing and could stifle the open-source creativity that makes the field so vibrant and innovative, especially for hobbyists and independent designers. The tension between regulation and open innovation is only going to intensify as these technologies become more widespread. On the software front, a major milestone was reached with the release of OpenSSL 4.0.0, a non-LTS version, but nevertheless packed with important improvements for encryption and cryptographic standards. The new version brings a raft of new cryptographic algorithms and makes several incompatible changes, most notably dropping support for the outdated SSL v2 and SSL v3 protocols. Other significant updates include support for encrypted client Hello, ECH, for improved privacy, new signature algorithms, and enhanced Windows functionality for broader deployment. The decision to standardize hexadecimal dump widths and trim deprecated features is meant to both modernize the codebase and reduce implementation headaches for those future-proofing their security infrastructure. While OpenSSL 4.0.0 is not an LTS release, it will be supported until May 2027. Giving developers a clear timeline for adapting their projects to the new features and changes. As with all major cryptographic libraries, this type of release is as much about progress as it is about collaboration, since open review and scrutiny are essential for digital resilience. Taking a step back, It's clear that both open source and Linux communities are facing a dynamic landscape marked by innovation, accountability, and sometimes daunting challenges. Initiatives like Fedora 45, Shed QoS, the OSI's new leadership, and the release of OpenSSL 4.0.0 show an unwavering commitment to advancing the state of the art. At the same time, ongoing challenges in privacy, digital rights, and legislative control remind us of the high stakes at play. Community engagement is vital. Every contribution, every review, every spirited debate shapes the future of software and, by extension, our digital society. Whether you're a developer, a hardware tinkerer, or just a curious observer, now is a great time to get involved in the ongoing story of open source. By working together, we can rise to these challenges and ensure technology remains a force for good. Thanks for listening.